God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. Amen. Thank you for coming out this morning. These are the weird days, isn't it? Yeah, thank you for being courageous, you know, taking a step to come out and worship God. What I wanted to say is, as you can see, most of us are not here, and was because I posted out, you know, giving choices to people. If they don't feel comfortable to come, they can stay home, or if they are not feeling safe. So let's be calm and let's not be too anxious, you know, about anything, but leave it to God. The book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known. Do not be anxious about anything, but trust in the Lord." So let's trust in the Lord. So we have made a few adjustments, like for during the offering time, only the ushers will pass the collection plate. You don't touch the offering plate and pass it to the person seated next to you. They'll be doing it themselves. If it doesn't get to you, then maybe you can try to give your offerings later. Okay, there are other adjustments that we have made, and we are not shaking hands like last Sunday. We are waving, or, you know, to elbow tuck. And after 11:30, we are meeting with our health ministry team, and we'll make some more decisions. And we will be making, as we go forward, depending on the changes that might come. So we will update you on Facebook and maybe through crosslinks. So that is it, you know, for the announcement. I would like to say also, please remember to sign the notepad, register your presence, and pass it along. You are all welcome to our worship service this morning. Let me turn it over to Wayne to continue.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Doheny. It's my privilege to serve as your lay liturgist. Stand if you are able and join us in the call to worship. Lift up your souls to the Lord. Make us to know your ways, O Lord. Teach us your paths.
Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation.
And now if you will join us in singing hymn number 391, O Happy Day That Fixed My Choice.
Thank you.
children come forward, I would invite you to wave to people, give the Vulcan live long and prosper sign. I have a friend that was in a meeting, and she said they were taught to just put their hand on their heart and nod their head. So pass the peace of Christ in that way.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Well, today we are talking about choices, because in our Bible story, we hear about how God's people, remember we learned about in Sunday school, they used to be slaves in Egypt, and then God rescued them. Yeah. And after that, they made some bad choices. They forgot about all of the good things that God had done for them. And they started breaking God's rules. Have you guys made bad choices and broken some rules? I know I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens in the story. And we hear about how God is kind of upset about the way that they broke God's rules. And so I'm going to read you this book called Guji Guji about this guy who has a choice to make. And we're going to see what happens. An egg was rolling on the ground. It rolled through the trees. It rolled across the meadow. It rolled all the way down the hill. Finally, it rolled right into a duck's nest. Mother duck didn't notice. She was busy reading. Soon enough, the eggs began to crack. The first duckling to hatch had blue spots. Mother duck called him Crayon. The second duckling had brown stripes. Zebra, Mother Duck decided. The third duckling was yellow, and Mother Duck named him Moonlight. A rather odd-looking duckling hatched from the fourth egg. Guji Guji, he said, and that became his name. Mother Duck taught her four ducklings how to swim, how to dive, and how to waddle. Guji Guji always learned more quickly than the others. He was bigger and stronger, too. But no matter how quick they were or what they looked like, Mother Duckling loved all of her ducklings the same. Then, one terrible day, three crocodiles came out of the lake. They looked a lot like Guji Guji. The crocodiles were smiling, and when they laughed with their mouths wide open, the whole world could see their big pointed teeth. The three crocodiles saw Guji Guji and smiled some more. Look at that ridiculous crocodile! He's walking like a duck! Guji Guji heard them. I'm not walking like a duck, I am a duck, he explained. The crocodiles laughed. Look at yourself. No feathers, no beak, no big webbed feet. What you have is blue-gray skin, sharp claws, pointed teeth. You're just like us. The first crocodile said, your blue-gray body lets you hide underwater without being seen, so you can get close to fat, delicious ducks. The second crocodile said, big sharp claws help you hold fat, delicious ducks tightly so they don't get away. The third crocodile said, pointed teeth are necessary so you can chew fat, delicious ducks. Mmm, yum. The three crocodiles grinned. We know you live with the ducks. Take them to the bridge tomorrow and practice diving. We will wait underneath with our mouths open wide. Why would I do that? Guji Guji asked. Why should I listen to you? Because we are all crocodiles, and crocodiles help each other. The bad crocodiles grinned again and vanished into the grass. Guji Guji felt terrible. He sat by the lake to think. Is it true? Am I a bad crocodile too? He looked down into the lake and made a fierce face. Guji Guji laughed. He looked ridiculous. I'm not a bad crocodile. Of course, I'm not exactly a duck either. But the three crocodiles are nasty, and they want to eat my family. I must think of a way to stop them. Guji Guji thought and thought until finally he thought up a good idea. He went home happy and content. That night, the three bad crocodiles sharpened their pointed teeth, all the while thinking of fat, delicious ducks. They were ready for their feast. The next day, Guji Guji did as he'd been told. He took the flock of ducks to the bridge to practice diving. The three bad crocodiles were waiting for the ducks underneath the bridge. But it wasn't fat, delicious ducks that dropped from the bridge. It was three big, hard rocks. The crocodiles bit down. Crack, crack, crack went their pointed teeth. The three bad crocodiles ran as fast as they could. In barely a minute, they were nowhere to be seen. Guji Guji had saved the ducks. Guji Guji was the duck hero of the day. That night, all of the ducks danced and celebrated. Guji Guji continued to live with Mother Duck, Crayon, Zebra, and Moonlight, and every day he became a stronger and happier Croco Duck.
Croco Duck?
So we know Guji Guji could have forgotten everything his duck family did for him, and he could have led them to the crocodiles, but he didn't. He made a different choice, right? To protect his family. So, you know, we have a lot of choices to make. We can listen to the crocodiles who want us to act out of hatred and hurt the people around us, especially the people who are weaker than us. Or we can be like Guji Guji. We can act in love and kindness. We can take care of our friends and family. We can stay loyal to our community, especially those who are weaker than us. And we can make choices that show God's love for us and for the whole world. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, when we have a choice to make, help us remember you and make the choices that show your love. Amen.
Thank you, Mary, for that wonderful story. And now we want to move into the time for celebrations and prayer concerns. And let's start with the celebrations. And today we have a big celebration. We have a couple joining our church. So I want to invite them to come forward as we have also a responsive reading we'll do as a congregation on the screen. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Let's do it here. Okay. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power and strength and its ministries?
I will.
On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever form they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races.
Thank you.
And then, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Yes. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this person now before you in your care? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
And now I command these people here in front of you into your care. Let's receive them. So do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Amen.
Amen.
Let's respond. We give thanks. So, Michael, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Wendy, you are welcome.
Thank you.
You are all welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So, you might have seen on Crosslinks that the memorial service for Marjorie Lyle has been postponed until later times. So continue praying for that family and all those who are not feeling well. Keep them in your prayers. Pray for those who went on a fishing trip this morning and those other people who might be traveling. Pray for their safety. So I want to give you a moment of silent prayer as we bring those items before the Lord. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the way you have been so gracious to us up to this moment. Thank you for being nice to us, even from the time we woke up this morning up to this moment where we are worshiping you together. Lord, as we come before you this morning, we want to lift up our hearts to you, especially during these days of anxieties, we pray that you may give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we pray also for those who are not feeling well, especially those who have been diagnosed with coronavirus. We pray that they might get some help and all the healing from you. And others who are susceptible to and to these virus and all those who are vulnerable to it, those who are young and those who are elderly, we pray that you protect them and keep them safe. Lord, we pray also for those who have different ailments and injuries. We pray for quick recovery upon them. We want to lift up also those who are grieving. We pray that you comfort them. We want to commit this service into your hands, and also activities for the week, we commit them into your hands. And we pray that you guide the leadership of the church and of this country as they are making decisions on how to control the spread of the virus. We pray that you guide them and give them wisdom. We want to pray for those who give help, those first responders, those who are working in the hospital. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, and all those who give care. We pray that you give them strength that they need at this time. We pray that you renew our strength and keep them safe. And we pray that you help us as a church to be proactive in reaching into the community, helping those who are in need, to run errands and to provide for them. I want to commit this service into your hands this morning. We pray that you come in thy fullness, give us peace that surpasses all understanding. May you encourage us this morning. Your word says, where two or three gathered in my name, you are among them. We pray that you help us to sense your presence right now. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning. Praise and thanksgiving. We know that we have been blessed in many ways. Make us mindful that like Abraham, we are blessed in order to be a blessing. Give us strength and courage to fulfill our responsibilities. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. As this day our daily prayer, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And the heading on this is God pleads with Israel to repent. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord. I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, in the land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who ate of it held guilty disaster that came upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me, that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us out up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, in the land of deserts and pits, in the land of drought and deep darkness, in the land that no one passes through, where no one lives. I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that did not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, said the Lord. I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed the glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly dismayed. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that hold no water. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Wayne, for reading the Word of God and for leading the service today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for being with us up to this moment. Thank you for the Word that has been read before each one of us. We pray that you help us to be still and listen from you. Even in the midst of storm, we pray that you give us that stillness and in our ears to listen to you. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Amen. What kind of water are you drinking? What kind of water are you drinking? I want to invite you to the next slide, where we see two pictures. Yes, I want you to imagine that you are the person on your right side. So you are up in the mountains for vacation or maybe Colorado mission trip, or for those of you who go up there during the summer. And you decided, or rather you have decided to go on the mountain trail. And as you come to the end of the trail, you see the water fountain. And it has a sign saying, cold water. Help yourself. So as you are filling the cup, you notice there's also a lady coming down the trail, and she looks like she's even more tired and thirsty, more than you. And she can't wait to get to this water fountain. Then you look behind again, to your surprise, she's kneeling down, siphoning dirty water. You just passed that small pond and you noticed that there were frogs, there was algae, cold fish. It is stagnant water. So you decided to walk up to her with the water that you have. You know, you take it to her and you ask her, why are you drinking that water? You didn't see that water fountain? She tells you, oh, this was closer to me than that water fountain, so I decided to drink this one. So you try to hand water to her. She tells you, oh, no, thank you, I'm full. What would you think? Would you think she's crazy? Or thirsty? Yes, she's drinking dirty water instead of drinking clean, cold water. Israel did exactly the same thing. They drank polluted water instead of drinking is spring clean water. How about you? What kind of water are you drinking? The reason I'm bringing this sermon to you today is to help you think about your source of satisfaction. Where is your source of satisfaction? Who is your source of satisfaction? Is it God or something else? Let's look at the context. God is about to bring divine judgment on Judah because of their continuous rejection of him. So in preparation for this coming judgment, God sent Jeremiah in 588 BC. And it is in the next slide, I believe. So he sent Jeremiah in 588 BC. And BC there is not like British Columbia or something else. It is before Christ. So we have 13 recorded summons of God's judgment against the people of Judah. So our passage today is the first of these 13 summons. Jeremiah started preaching by talking about how Israelites used to be faithful. And he goes back to the book of Exodus, which talks about God who brought them out of Egypt. First, he speaks of the devotion of their youth. Jeremiah is referring to the natural devotion that a child has for his parents, where a child sees his parents as heroes. Israelites started off with this kind of devotion. They were so devoted to God. So Jeremiah goes on to say, they love God like a bride loves her husband. Let me ask ladies who are married here, do you remember your wedding day? How much did you love your husband? And how much do you love him right now? You know, as you know, one of the greatest moments for me is, you know, looking into the eyes of the bride and the groom during the wedding. You know, I get to preach and I get to look into their eyes. And I can tell you that I get to see the eyes of the bride, and when they are exchanging their vows, I get to see in their eyes. I get to see the eyes of a bride and the love that he has for her groom and the devotion. You can see from their, you know, from her eyes. And the same thing with the groom too. So Jeremiah reminds Israel that they love God like this, you know, like that. In the early years, when they first devoted themselves to God, they followed him everywhere, you know, like a bride follows her husband everywhere whenever, you know, he changes jobs. So they were following God like that. But in verse 12 and 13, and especially in verse 13, it should be verse 13. So it says in verse 13, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of the living water and have dug their own cistern, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Yes, probably some of you who grew up here in the city, you probably don't know the cisterns, but those who grew up in the country, you might have seen cisterns. Yes, cistern is very important. It holds the water, it keeps the water cool, it keeps it clean if it is taken care of. If it is broken, then dirty water gets into it whenever it rains. So clean water is important, you know, for our health. For example, in Kenya, many people die of, you know, diseases from drinking bad water. And they die too because of lack of fluids. There's no water to drink. So some families have water cisterns like that. My brother and I dug one. We really dug it. It wasn't too deep. It was only 30 feet. But we had water, and we protected it. You know, we built it in such a way that dirty water doesn't get into it. Or neighbors who don't have it don't come and steal it on Sunday whenever we go to church. So we had to put a lock on it. So during those days, in the Bible days, natural spring water was always the best. And God was likened to the best natural spring water because he was, and I can tell you, he's still the best source of satisfaction today. He's the source of our satisfaction today. So one important question we should be asking ourselves right now is, what was it like when I first had a refreshing experience of God? How was it like when you had your first experience of God? I will tell you. You must have been spiritually satisfied. You could not wait for Sunday to come. You could not wait to listen to a sermon, regardless of who was preaching. Giving tithes and offerings was a joy. You enjoyed your prayer time, Bible study, going Sunday school. So you set your alarm so that you are not late for church. In other words, you love God like a bride who loves her groom. But as the time went by, and as the years went by, you began to drift away from God like the people of Israel. You lost interest. The first thing to go was your prayer. No interest in your prayer. You kept having it, but it was a ritual. No desire to pray. And you finally stopped praying, even for meals. The second thing to go is your giving. Giving tithes and offerings became a problem. And the third thing to go was church, going to church. Church became dry and boring. And the fourth thing to go is your desire to serve God. Your own voice became more important than the voice of God. Yeah, you only go to church because of who is leading the worship service and not because of the desire to worship God. Why? Because people are drinking from the fish pond. people are drinking stagnant water. But what kind of fish pond? Probably fish pond of friends, friendship. But I have to tell you, friends are not perfect. They can let you down. Maybe fish pond of a pastor, but I tell you, pastor is a human being. He can let you down. Maybe fish pond or music, but I tell you, music changes. Sometimes music is hard to sing. It's new songs, difficult. So you might get disappointed. Maybe it is a fishbone of accomplishment. If I just get that promotion, if I just get that business coin, if I just get that football team coin, if I can just get that volleyball team coin, if I can just get that wrestling team coin, or get that college degree coin, then I will be satisfied. I have to tell you, my friend, trying to find spiritual satisfaction in the fishbone, in other places, I tell you, it is like trying to fill a cup with nitrogen. As soon as you pour it into the cup, it evaporates. It doesn't stay there. When I finally get the accomplishment, the satisfaction is not there anymore. It is just like this pilot I heard about, you know, flying the plane with his co-pilot. When he was a young boy, he used to fish in a barn on their farm. And once in a while, the plane was flying across their farm, and he would say, "I wish I was there flying that plane. I pray someday that I'll be able to fly it." And it really happened. He got his training in aviation, and he was able to fly the plane. And so he and his co-pilot could fly over their farm, and he could see the barn on their farm. And he could say, "You know, I used to fish in that barn when I was growing up. I wish I was there fishing." No satisfaction. Yes, when we look for satisfaction elsewhere other than God, that means we are forsaking the living water, God, who can give us the living water. What kind of water are you drinking this morning? Let me read Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 3, and then I close. And it says, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost." Why spend money on what is not bread, and you labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear, and come to me. Listen, that you may live. So God is inviting us. He say, "Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live." God wants us to listen to him this morning, because he is the source of the spring, living water. spiritual living water. So how can you achieve that? How can you drink from the right places? Church is one of the right places. Coming to church, worshiping with other believers, listening to the word of God, praying together. Going to Sunday school, going to men's breakfast once a year, going to Bible study on Tuesday is one of the places where you can be refreshed spiritually. Would you try one of those places during this Lent? Maybe this is a good time to begin, to try practicing, reaching out to the sources of refreshing living water. Amen? Amen. As we continue to worship the Lord in our tithes and offerings, I want to invite the ushers and the choir.
Thank you.
took so much. That's rice. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for being with us up to this moment. Thank you for the message reminding us to come to you for satisfaction. Lord Jesus, we pray as we leave the sanctuary this morning, we pray that you help us to put your word into action in our daily lives. We want to thank you also for what we were able to bring before you. Thank you for every blessing that you have given us. This morning, we bring a portion of it to you for the extension of your kingdom. Bless it and multiply. In Jesus' name, I pray. And God's people say, amen. Amen. Thank you. And now receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. And may the God of peace satisfy you with all his love and grace now and forever. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen.